There are a lot of things going on today and a lot of things we could talk about and cover here on the program. But I want to talk about somebody who had a positive impact on America. I want to talk about a voice that cut across racial and ethnic lines, a voice that stood tall. A woman who rose to the pinnacle of success, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. Winner of 18 Grammy Awards. A pure Michigan voice, a pure Michigan gem. One of the greatest talents of recording in my lifetime in history, frankly. Aretha Franklin, gravely ill today. And I just want to bring that to your attention. The Queen of Soul, gravely ill in Detroit. 18 Grammys to her credit. Diagnosed with cancer back in 2010 was Aretha. She turned 76 in March. I mean, her voice is just smooth as silk. Everything she did, gospel and rock and rhythm and blues, anything. She could touch anything and do anything. Her last performance, November 2nd, 2017. That was for the Elton John AIDS Foundation in New York. He was able to coax her out even though she wasn't feeling well then and had some difficulty, but she put it on and she put it out there. Her final public performance was at Philadelphia's Mann Center back in August of 2017, a year ago. But she's been an icon in America, and I bring her to your attention because Aretha Franklin is what's good about America. Aretha Franklin is what's good about America because she's the kind of person who could bring people together. It was not divisive. It was not polarizing. It was music. The thing that can bring everyone together under the same page. It's not political. It's not partisan. It's perfect. And that's what Aretha Franklin is to me. Perfect. Because we need more of that in America today. We need more people like Aretha Franklin in America today. We need more people that can bring people together. We need more people that can bring people together like Aretha Franklin. And it's sad to me today to know that she is not long for this world. But all of us know Aretha Franklin's songs, and all of us know how she's connected with us. R-E-S-P-E-C-T there that we were just playing. I mean, who doesn't know that song? And who doesn't feel good when they hear that song? Or reflect on her performance of that song in the Blues Brothers movie. Remember that? Yeah, Aretha Franklin in the Blues Brothers movie. They're in the diner. Absolutely incredible. And it's too bad that in today's America, we don't have more people like her that can bring people together. That can, you know what, let's skip the politics. Let's talk about what brings us together. Let's talk about what unites us. Let's talk about what's good about us as Americans, as people. Let's do that more often than try to figure out what divides us. It seems in modern politics, the politicians are going out there with their formulas and their algorithms and trying to figure out, well, this divides this person from this person, and this person's different this way, and we're going to put a spotlight on what separates us. And instead, we should put a spotlight on what brings us together. What common causes do we have? What common thread binds us as Americans? That's what we need today. We need more ways to find to connect with each other instead of going for what's worst about everybody we dislike. Find something you can hang on to. Find one thing you can hang on to. Find some common ground. That's what Aretha Franklin makes me think about when I reflect on her and her life and her body of work, if you will, in so many different places. It didn't matter if you're black or white, young or old, male or female, it makes no difference. Her energy, her love of the people, her love of the music, her love of the craft, it emanated from every pore. And that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of positive enthusiasm is infectious. Oh, and never afraid. Never afraid to say thank you to God. Something else that we don't see from performers today, Aretha Franklin, never afraid to do gospel music and to say thank you to God for giving her the opportunity and the voice. Oh, that voice. To share with others. You see, she wasn't concerned about praising God and being on stage and entertaining millions of people. Because she didn't look at the world through polarizing glasses. She looked at the world as one. And that's what I remember and will remember about Aretha Franklin. I pray for her family today. I've been through hospice. It's not an easy assignment, to say the least. Being in hospice and watching some of you care so much about fade away. It's difficult work. But she's surrounded today by her family and her friends and those that care the most about her. And I think that's a good thing. And so today, I just want to say thank you to the Queen of Soul for making America, for making the world a better place, for bringing to us her, for allowing us to share her, Aretha Franklin. I think she's just a special, magical, wonderful individual that thankfully will live on. Her voice will live on. And her beauty will live on because of the incredible recordings that she made and the connections she made to me, probably to you, to so many of you out there. Just one of those special people. And one of the people that truly is an American icon. Somebody that I will always remember with a smile, because we've all got a memory where there's an Aretha song somewhere. Everybody has a soundtrack for their life. And Aretha Franklin, a big part of mine. Truly a Michigan thing. I'll let you play out right now with Aretha Franklin. In hospice today, sadly. Not much time left, but we can enjoy the moments that we have left. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt Us Kids and the Ad Council.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.